Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
That'd be us here at Joy 94.9. Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police GLOWS show. Gear up for Chris Jameson filling in for Brandon. Brandon should be back next week. And Chris, well, he'll be back on CNC Dry Factory with Cam. In the studio today, all bright and purple, Scott Davis would be proud. Senior Constable Gabby Tyack.
That's me. And I really think that's some groovy music in the intro. Joe and I were going crazy.
Well, yes, I've never seen anyone dance to an intro before.
Body rolls.
We've only had 144 shows and now you're dancing to
it. Oh, is it 144?
It is. I found out we're on our 144th show.
So we're going to have a party in six more shows. Is that right?
Hopefully. Hopefully someone special will be visiting the station. We don't know yet.
But is it Kelly Clarkson or Madonna? Or can it be both?
Well, actually, our special guest today, though, my favourite of everybody that's got to do with the show, even more favourite than me.
Wow.
She's from Crime Stoppers Victoria. It is Jo Baird. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
Very good. I always get very excited coming in once a month.
Yes. Well, because you started off with the show and then you disappeared and now you're back.
I know.
So it's good.
It's crazy.
But she was always with us.
Yeah, I was.
Yes. Yeah.
And we love having you here.
Yeah, we do. And the Vic Police GLOWS show is a partnership between Joy 94.9, the Victoria Police, the Anti-Violence Project, the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, and Crime Stoppers Victoria.
And you, everybody.
Yes, the community as well.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. So, Jo, first off, can you just give us a brief thing of what Crime Stoppers actually does?
Crime Stoppers exists, I guess, to be a safe go-between the community and the police and other law enforcement agencies as well. So for people who don't want to go directly to the police for any reason, although police in Australia are really approachable, but if there is a reason why you can't go to the police, maybe you fear retribution by knowingly giving information on a crime, you can call or give a web report to Crime Stoppers without revealing your identity and know that something's going to be done with that information.
Now, I know that Crime Stoppers exists, but why call Crime Stoppers? I mean, like, you know, what's the point?
Gosh, there's lots of reasons. You can help solve a crime just as easily as that. Your one piece of information might help put an end to months of investigation for an investigator, or it might help to, it might mean that they don't have to even embark on months of investigation.
Because just, I'll give you a scenario, Paul. Just say you're at home, you're about to leave your house, go down the shops, go out for a night out or something, and you see someone walking around, looks a little bit suspicious, or a car that isn't normally there and is acting strangely. You can give that information to Crime Stoppers. You can give the registration number, the make of the car, the time and location, and they may be able to use that information to solve burglaries or an assault that happened shortly after you saw the car or before. Little bits of information are what we need, and they might be the missing clues that we need to solve a crime. So it's always important to give that information to the police or through Crime Stoppers.
Another example might be if you've noticed that, say, there's been a change of tenancy in your local area and there seems to just be, you know, lights on at night but strange comings and goings from a property, but nothing obviously illegal happening. But if you report that information through to Crime Stoppers, and an alert might come up against that arrest, and that might be the missing piece that give police enough of a case to go and get a warrant to search the property, or might be just that little piece of information that makes it okay to go and investigate further.
What about this then? I was somewhere on the weekend and a blue four-wheel drive Toyota drove past this club. And they just happened to have a green light, lucky them, and they threw an egg at the patrons, but saw the car, didn't see who was in it, didn't see the license plate number, is it worth calling Crime Stoppers?
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Because if somebody else did have other information and you were able to call Crime Stoppers and say it was a blue four-wheel drive, well, that's just sort of adding to a complete picture.
Okay, because someone could have got the number plate, or someone could have seen something later on with that four-wheel drive.
Or they might have said, I don't know what the vehicle looked like, but I just saw the guy's face and it looked, or the girl's face, and it looked like this. Or there were four people in the car, but I didn't catch what sort of car it was because I was so caught up in looking through the windows. So you can see how all those little bits of information are almost like a jigsaw puzzle coming together.
And they might be doing that on a regular weekly occurrence, I suppose. They could be going out, throwing eggs at venues, and maybe even bashing people after that. It just might be that little bit of information. Maybe they're involved in an assault later on, and the victim said, oh, they were in a four-wheel drive. That might be the little link we need.
Okay, if you'd like to ask any questions today on the Vic Police Close Show, you can, particularly because Joe's in today. And Gab, Joe's also in to talk about...
Well, all the crime stats from July, I believe, is that right? What results came out of the calls you made to Crime Stoppers?
Cool, so we'll be doing all that coming up very soon. We've got the first lot of crimes up next.
Your voice, your radio station. Joy 94.9.
Well, Anthony, within the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tayak and Joe Baird from Crime Stoppers. As part of our relationship with Crime Stoppers Victoria, we read out a couple of crimes each week.
And today I'm going to talk about our target crime for the week, which is burglary and theft in Melbourne.
And the reference, Paul, is CA 5804.
Yeah, burglary and theft in Melbourne between May and June this year. CA 5804.
Okay, get yourself across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000. In case of an emergency, always call 000.
And remember,
if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000. Together.
Be together, you're together with us on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tayak and also Joe Baird from Crime Stoppers. Gabby, what's on for Vic Police News this week?
Well, you might remember, Paul, we spoke about Operation Safe Travel, which is a three-week operation Victoria Police is running to ensure that you're safe on our public transport system. Well, on Friday, we had Operation Preload, which targeted the trains, and police in uniform and undercover were travelling the train systems to try to ensure that you were all safe, because whether it's day or night, we want to make sure that people travelling, then that's just myself and yourself and everyone out there who uses public transport, that they're safe all the time. So that was what we ran on Friday night. Now, there's a lot of offences that can occur on public transport systems, and we'll go through them and the fines in a little bit. But we had 70 police hit the rail system on Friday night. Transit Safety Police and members of the Operations Response Unit patrolled trains and platforms from the City Loop to the end of the line on the Lilydale and Belgrave services throughout the evening. Now, I don't have any stats on what occurred, but hopefully I'll have that for next week's show. But Senior Sergeant Tony Henry from the Transit Safety Division said the crackdown was part of Victoria Police's three-week Operation Safe Travel. I mean, I travel trains very regularly, coming to work every day, and I know that it, particularly at night, late, when I have late meetings and presentations that I have to do, I want to make sure that I and other travellers feel safe on the trains.
Do you, when you travel to work, are you in your uniform or you're not?
No.
And do you know, well, obviously you would notice the difference, but do you notice much antisocial behaviour when you're not in uniform?
Sometimes. And the issue is when you're travelling to and from work in plain clothes, that you're still basically, you're not on duty, but you're always a police officer. So sometimes you do have to respond to things. And I do see things happening on trains where I have to get up and speak to people about the behaviour. Drinking alcohol on trains, just being obnoxious and rude, swearing and things like that. So they do occur, and that's why we want to make sure that every traveller feels safe. So, I mean, there are a number of offences that you can commit on public transport. Drinking liquor for instance on public transport is a $299 fine. So that's an expensive can of beer.
Gee, you'd want to be a good bourbon, wouldn't you?
Exactly. So don't be drinking alcohol on public transport, because you can disrupt other travellers' journeys, I guess. And things can happen when you're intoxicated or drinking alcohol on the train as well. There's many other offences. Just having an open can of alcohol is $180.
I think that applies to taxis as well, actually. Having an open alcoholic drink in a taxi also.
Okay.
Can incur a fine.
I think, yeah, and I think you find it in the car as well. You can't have it open. So you've got to quickly drink it. No, but I mean, not just because it's a taxi. Like if you're travelling with your friends and you've got open alcohol in your car, I think it's
so
the
not
same.
Just the driver.
Well, no, I think it's the passengers as well. Yeah.
What was
I
that?
Think.
I'm not sure.
If you've got open alcohol in your car, you can check that for us.
Yeah, I can check it. I don't know whether that's an offence, but I will certainly check it. I mean, even smoking on the platform or on the vehicle is $180, as well as littering, $180 fine. What else have we got there?
Saying graffiti there, $239.
Mm-hmm. And travelling on any part of the vehicle that you're not meant to be on, such as perhaps on the back of a tram or a train. I've seen some things in the media recently where people were travelling on the back of a tram down in St Kilda, and that's a $293 fine. That's very unsafe.
They like these 239, 293. They just like change the numbers around, don't they?
I know. Drunk in a public place is $489. Very expensive. Possess a controlled weapon without a lawful excuse is $1,000. We've had many conversations and chats about carrying weapons and objects that can be used as weapons, and that's illegal.
What's disorderly conduct in a public place?
Well, that would be acting in a disorderly manner. So perhaps swearing, although that's another offence, being obnoxious, being loud, just offending people.
Okay. Well, what if you did it orderly? Would that be all right?
If you were orderly, I think you'd probably be doing pretty well.
Joe, because you're from Crime Stoppers Victoria, do you get many people who will ring in these offences for Crime Stoppers?
Not so much. And I would say if somebody... Oh, definitely for graffiti, yes. Smoking on a tram, that sort of thing, that would be more something that you'd probably call, if it was something really offensive, you'd want police attendance. So you'd call 000 and let them know what tram you were on. And they'd get in contact then. But graffiti we're definitely interested in.
And we will be having the new sworn members, but not uniform members, working on train platforms by the end of the year, I think, or early next year.
SOPs?
No, I'm trying to remember.
POSs.
PSOs.
PSOs.
That's it, the PSOs.
I knew it was one of those.
So there'll be people you can speak to.
Okay, is that it for Vic Police News?
Yes, and if you were on the trains or trams and saw a lot of police presence, let us know, because I'd be interested where you were.
Okay, got the next lot of crimes coming up next, and then Joe will be telling us about the stats from Crime Stoppers.
Indeed.
From last month. You're on Joy 94.9. Time to pray, and it's time for some announcements, and then the second lot of Crime Stoppers right here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police Close Show with Gabby Tayak and also Joe Baird. It's time for our second lot of Crime Stoppers.
An indecent assault at Bayside Shopping Centre on the 1st of April this year.
The reference number CA5723. Get yourself across to crimestoppers.com.au, and you can also call 1-800-333-000 in case of emergency. Always call 000, but we have another one.
We do. We've got wanted person Glenn George Medley. So we need your help to locate 28-year-old Glenn George Medley.
Yes.
And it's important to remember that we don't need to know who you are.
Just who they are.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
You're on the Vic Police Close Show on John 94.9. If you'd like to send in a message today, just like Sparky has done, on 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au, you're more than welcome to. And before we get more out of Joe, Sparky has asked, if I see someone smoking on the platform, what can I do about it?
Well, I suggest you either look for a conductor or some security staff on the platform and inform them. Usually there's someone manning the station somewhere.
Can they, if I go up to the office and say there's a guy down there smoking, and when they come down and have a look and he's not smoking, would they go to security footage and see that and then find the guy?
Probably not, because it's really such a minor offence. But I would assume they would speak to him and say it is an offence to smoke on the platform. There's signs right there. This is the fine that you'd have to pay if you were caught smoking. So no, I wouldn't think they'd go and have a look at the footage. But speaking to him makes him aware that people are watching, and that he hopefully wouldn't commit that offence again.
Mm, okay. Joe Baird, Crime Stoppers Victoria. Now, this is something that I remember used to excite Peter.
The results of interest.
Yes, the results of what has happened out of us calling Crime Stoppers Victoria.
Yeah, it is really exciting. It's great to look back over a month and find out exactly what happened as a result of community input. So for July this year, we had 53 people arrested for 264 charges. And that added up to, or that included, over $1.5 million worth of property seized, over $730,000 worth of drugs seized, all as a direct result of calls and web reports that came through Crime Stoppers Victoria.
That's fantastic.
So it's really exciting. And I always give you a bit of a highlight of what kind of crimes were solved during that month. And this month we had one man charged with multiple counts of burglary, attempted burglary, dealing in property that was suspected to be proceeds of crime. He had handling, receiving, retaining stolen goods, theft from and of motor vehicles. And he was also involved in drugs. So he had some drug charges against him. This man was actually in possession of thousands of dollars worth of amphetamines and had stolen hundreds of thousand dollars worth of goods, including vehicles. So actually, this is an excellent example of how making that call and saying something can put an end to years of recidivist offending. Because I don't think that guy was about to stop tomorrow if he hadn't been caught.
He certainly wouldn't have. And I think that was just from one call from the public.
I'm not sure if it was one call, but it was. It would have been through a report that came through.
Any bit of information led to police being able to catch this guy and catch him with $400,000 worth of goods.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes we get one call that makes a difference, and sometimes you'll get a few people calling in at once about the same thing.
And that's a difference that you can make.
Yeah.
Calling Crime Stoppers, giving them any bit of information you think might be relevant. It might not be relevant, but you don't know that until you tell Crime Stoppers and see if they can use it.
Yeah, exactly. Another great result was when Victoria Police ran a media appeal for help to identify and track down a man that was wanted for sexual assault of a teenage girl. So we had incoming reports that led to the arrest of a suspect who's been charged with multiple crimes against a person under 16. And we also had one man charged with tens of charges for drugs and firearm-related offences, which is great. And I'll just go back as well. Do you remember we launched Crime Stoppers Operation Rome in the last week of July? It was aiming to catch criminals who'd fled interstate. So if they committed a crime in Victoria, they might be living happily in Western Australia. So far, five or maybe six of the people that we spoke about on air have been arrested.
Wow.
And one offender was actually picked up despite us having a different name for him and advertising a different name. Someone in the community saw the picture and now he's been caught. So it works.
Wonderful. And yeah, that cool. When we do the wanted, Crime Stoppers Wanted, which you just did, Joe,
yep.
That's what we're talking about.
Exactly.
In general.
It's like you think about an old Western pub in old Western movies and they've got those wanted signs. Same deal.
And that's why we suggest when you get onto Crime Stoppers, not just to look in your area or in your state, look interstate as well if you've got the time, because people do move around the country and interstate, and they're often doing that to try to ensure they don't get caught. But we can catch them just simply by looking at a few photographs.
That's it. And through Operation Rome, we found that offenders who were wanted in one state were also wanted for offences in other states. So,
and they usually are.
Yeah.
When you try to find people, if you have a look at the recent riots over in the UK, what they did was, you know those billboard trucks? They actually stuck, you know, like bigger than life-size photos of people they wanted, three aside I think it was, and then drove the trucks through the town and said, we want these people. Must have cost them a fortune.
Yeah, what a great idea.
But would Crime Stoppers ever do something like that?
If we had funding to do something like that, absolutely.
Well, you do similar sorts of things by putting up posters in train stations and at platforms, and a huge percentage of those crimes are solved because they're being seen by so many people travelling through those areas and onto train platforms every day.
Well, the transit posters have got, and like Gabby said, they're like wanted photos or security footage that we advertise at train stations across Melbourne. They've got an 80% success rate.
Wow. Mm.
So, if we had funding to drive around one of those mobile billboards, I've no doubt that we'd have even more success. But it comes down to funding, and you've got to remember that we're a not-for-profit charity organisation, and we do the best with the funds that we've got.
There you go. If you've got a truck with a billboard on the back, or maybe just, I don't know, maybe Steve the truckie or Grant the truckie, Grant from Gordon, maybe they could put all photos over their trucks and drive around up and down and stuff.
Well, if you've got the space, give Crime Stoppers a call and offer your truck, the side of your truck, as some advertising space.
There you go. How cool would that idea be?
I've got a great idea.
Yes.
Although you'd need a bit of money for it. But imagine if you could put on TV screens at public transport stations, just going over and over the Crime Stoppers crimes photos. And the people that are waiting for their public transport for 10, 15, 20 minutes every day would have the opportunity to have a look at that.
Well, in addition to that, and this is something that I've always wanted to get started for Crime Stoppers, is like Foxtel, one of those, you know, the news things that just keep sort of rotating, or, you know, they have 24-hour Simpsons, or they have 24-hour whatever it is. You have 24-hour crimes, because people would sit there and just watch it, because it would be interesting, and it'd be like, and then eventually it would come up.
We'd love that. We'd need a really big, beefy sponsorship for that, because we'd have to pay to make sure that the content was always up to date, and if somebody got apprehended, then we could pull them off immediately for legal reasons.
Yes.
It'd be awesome, though.
All right. Any questions you'd like to ask us today, you can 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. Still to come, we're going to be talking about some great initiatives that Crime Stoppers has teamed up with, a very well-known company, and a whole heap more, and of course your messages right here on Joy 94.9.
The most diverse sound for the most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Well, Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tyack and also Joe Baird from Crime Stoppers Victoria. It's that time of the day, hour again of the show for our third lot of crimes.
Crime Article, or CA5752, was a theft in Cranbourne between the 4th and 6th of June this year.
And we're looking for George Ibrahim, or also known as Joe Atala. Help us find him.
Get yourself across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000 in case of emergency. Always call 000.
And remember,
see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
We're here every week on the Vic Police Glow Show, starting off at 12. Now, you've got 10 minutes left if you'd like to ask a question, because while Joe's here from Crime Stoppers, bring them in, throw them in, then we'll make a get a money's worth or our money's worth that we pay all that heaps of money for Joe to come in.
If that was true.
The other exciting thing I like to hear each month is that Crime Stoppers comes up with these really great initiatives. And throughout the time, actually probably what we should do is get a whole list together to see all the initiatives that there have been over the last couple of years with Crime Stoppers Victoria while we've had the show on. But you've got this great initiative with a well-known brand or well-known company.
Absolutely.
In Melbourne.
And I wish I could say this one was my brainchild. It wasn't. It was actually the brainchild of Detective Acting Senior Sergeant Michael Lamb from the Mornington Peninsula Police Station. And what I'm talking about is a community safety and crime prevention partnership between Jim's Group, Crime Stoppers Victoria, Neighbourhood Watch and Victoria Police. So we're starting a pilot program out in the Mornington Peninsula and Frankston areas. Now, you'd all be familiar with the Jim's Group. He's got Jim's Mowing, Jim's Cleaning Services, Jim's Bookkeeping, Jim's Security Doors, Gyms,
you know,
everywhere. To name a few. In fact, I also saw a bright red Jim's dog washing truck and I thought, what a cool job. How cool is that? In fact, he's gone on from being Jim's Mowing and now I believe they've got, he's the largest franchise operation in Australia and now they've got over 30 different services. So I think Jim, seems like Jim can do everything.
Good on you, Jim.
Jim of all trades.
Yeah.
Couldn't there be a Jim wash Paul Anthony's hair or something?
You could always contact him and ask.
Yeah, I can put you in touch.
I thought you were going to say you put me in the dog wash, and that's not very nice.
Anyway, it really seems an obvious match for Crime Stoppers, Neighbourhood Watch and Jim's group to work together because every day, obviously, they've got people out and about in the streets going about their work at homes and businesses in your neighbourhood, and we're talking about people who are out and about in the street when other people aren't home, so they can be another set of eyes and ears to look out for suspicious behaviour.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it's an awesome idea. We launched it last Tuesday night. We had Jim Penman, who's the owner and founder of Jim's Group. So I actually met Jim. He came along for the night and spoke glowingly of Victoria Police and the partnership. They're really keen to be on board. We also had 120 of the Jim's Group franchisees in attendance, each of whom has clients in the trial area, and they were really keen and really happy to put up their hand and say, we'll keep our eye out. We want to participate in community safety. And that's going well beyond their paid job and their franchise agreements, obviously.
So the idea is that when they're out doing their jobs and going from job to job, they've got their eyes open to see anything suspicious and reporting that to police or through Crime Stoppers.
Absolutely. So rather than – it's not always a situation where you can get involved, but – they're happy to put their hand up and say, my involvement will be, I'm going to telephone, I'm going to make a call and say something if I see something unusual. Even if, like the example Gabby used earlier, even if they see someone kind of loitering around a street or if there's someone sitting in a car, sure, it might be someone who's just sitting having a lunch break, but they can let someone know, and if something happens in the area, then it helps the police with their avenue of inquiry.
And we want you to do that. Don't even think that it may be someone is simply just having their lunch. So be it. If it is, that's great. But you giving that information to police through Crime Stoppers is fantastic, and what we ask you to do, because you may be preventing a crime by reporting that information.
Absolutely. And it's just participate. I always say, be the community that you want to live in, you know, look out for each other. And I know that Neighbourhood Watch have been pushing that message for a long time as well. So it's a really great partnership. Crime Stoppers are really excited to be on board. We've got another bunch of people who are saying they're standing there, they're committed to looking out for each other and reporting information, what they know, information that they know either online or through the telephone call centre.
Now, is this completely voluntary from a Jim's Group point of view? Like, I mean, they're not getting paid to do this?
No, there's no financial. There's no financial gain for them. Actually, they've even put Neighbourhood Watch and Crime Stoppers stickers on all of their franchise vehicles in the area. And the guys who own those trucks and so on, I was there. They were really keen to get on board. They're really happy to spread the word and say, hey, we're out here keeping an eye on things. And actually, it's a six-month pilot program in the area. We're hoping that it will go well and we'll review it. And they're looking at rolling it out across the state and maybe even interstate. There's already been talk of that. But if it is a success and everyone's comfortable with doing it, then I think though our stickers will even be included in the Jim's Group vehicle decals, which are the stickers that they have their own branding and message on. So it's going to be great from the perception of safety in an area, but it's also great brand awareness for us. We want anyone out there to know that Crime Stoppers exists and that we're here if they find themselves in a position where they've got information.
It'd be good if you could report back to us in 6 months and let us know how it goes, assuming we're still here, of course.
I'll definitely let you know.
I can imagine that it's likely to be rolled out across the state and probably interstate, because nothing can really go wrong with it. It's positive. It's extra people out there trying to make sure your own community or the community that they work in is safe. So it's all positive stuff, all bonus.
It's what we do for our business, but what it is members of the community who are happy to stand up and say, yep, we're doing it and we're going to wear the stickers. And actually the Jim's guys are also going to, when they send out their invoices for the work, they're also going to put a letter in there to say, we were looking out in your community. And if they did report anything that the residents should know, then they're going to let them know. So it's a really awesome initiative.
So people within those areas should feel extra safe over the next 6 months because they've got all these people driving around and working in their neighbourhoods.
Yeah, well, I should let you know that it's actually not the first time that this type of partnership has come about. When I was working for Crime Stoppers 18 months or 2 years ago, Senior Sergeant Greg Hewitt, who was working over in Altona and in the Geelong areas, he got in touch with me and said, what can I do? My guys can't be out on the street. So the guys in his station can't be out on the street 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, there's security cars that patrol areas. Mm. There's council workers around. What we ended up doing was getting some stickers made up. And Senior Sergeant Hewitt and I went on a bit of a tour of regional Victoria and spoke to local councils in the area and got all of their council vehicles stickered up with Crime Stoppers information. So, again, if they saw something that was unusual on their daily rounds, they also put their hand up and said that they'd participate.
So if you're living in other areas, can you contact Crime Stoppers with ideas of who you can have in your local area to do this sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Another franchise or council
or businesses? Great, or councils or businesses, anyone who's interested, we'd love to hear from you.
Last chance to get any messages in, 0427 Joy 949.
Joy 94.9.
That would be us, the Vic Police Close Show. Gabby Tayak and Joe Baird from Crime Stoppers and myself, Paul Anthony. Big hello going out to Jackie all the way over in Warrnambool. She just wanted to let us know that she's a youth worker with SSA, kids in Warrnambool, and doing some chair dancing while updating her paperwork from their group.
Fantastic.
And Yumcha, which is the name of the organisation, Youth United Making Change Against Homophobic Attitudes. And she'd like to say a very, very thanks, Joy. I'm assuming Jackie is female. If not, Jackie's male. And I feel very sorry for you in that area because of that that stupid mayor that you've got. That did not stand up for our local Joel Creasy when he was there attacked in Colac.
We have a glow in Warrnambool, so hopefully Jackie's linked in with the local glow down there.
Yes. So anyway, sorry, I just get really narky when I think about mayor. Mayor, it's time for you to go. Can't remember his name, but you shouldn't be there. Now, quickly, because we've got to go, you've got some... you went to Darwin...
I went to Darabin Arts Community Centre and there was the launch of Pridentity last week, which is a local initiative through Women's Health in the North, and the wonderful Catherine Reedy, who put together a resource kit for local schools to talk about homophobia and how to respond to homophobia and prevent it within your school. So it's a great resource. So get onto their website and see if you can download it for your own school. And we've also, I just want to say, the last of the Pink Triangles died recently, Rudolf Brazda. Remember, we were talking about the glow badge a while back and we have a pink triangle on the glow badge, and it's because people who were recognised as homosexuals during Nazi Germany were put in the concentration camps, and a pink triangle was put on their clothing to identify what crime they'd committed. So unfortunately, the very last one of the surviving people has passed away.
Joe, 30 seconds. What's coming up with Crime Stoppers?
Lots and everything and, gosh, unprepared.
Get involved.
We're just going to get involved. Get involved.
Get involved. All right. Thanks for joining us today on the Vic Police Glow Show. It is a partnership between Joy 94.9, the Victoria Police, the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, the Anti-Violence Project and Crime Stoppers Victoria. Shane's coming up next with the afternoon show, followed by the, what do you call it, Q&N, which is just coming around the corner. If you want to chat to us during the week, you can. It's glow@joy.org.au. That's GOOO@joy.org.au. Speak to you next week.
Wherever we live, work and play, safety affects all parts of our lives.
Community safety is everyone's responsibility, and there are things we can do to make our homes, workplaces, streets, neighbourhoods and communities safer.
Victoria Police Glows, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.